Hey everyone, thank you so much for tuning in to season 6 of the podcast. And if you're listening to this now, to our little post-season mini-sode that we have here. I really hoped that you enjoyed this season. If you didn't listen to all the episodes, you can go back in the past, whatever podcast player you're listening to, or you can go to the website, learntocodewith.me/podcast, and listen to all the past episodes if you missed any. But in this season, we talked about a number of things. We covered how to get into tech without a degree or without any experience. We also talked about topics like accessibility and inclusion. We even touched on marketing yourself and building an online presence. Then we went all the way over to talking about data privacy, open source, and so much more. I really hope that I talked to guests this season that you found helpful and inspiring, and that the topics that we covered helped you too. More importantly, I really hope that the podcast has helped you move forward in your own journey towards learning to code or landing your first job in tech or freelancing for yourself, whatever your end goal may be. Now, without the guests, the show wouldn't be possible. So I want to say a special thank you to all the guests who came on the show and shared their amazing stories. Also, the show wouldn't be possible without our partners and sponsors. So special shout out to MongoDB, Flatiron School, MailParser, Thinkful, .tech domains, and of course, the Learn to Code With Me patrons. The Learn to Code With Me patrons are our Patreon supporters. And you can learn more about supporting the show on Patreon by going to learntocodewith.me/pledge. Now, in the past, between seasons, I would take a few week, maybe a month or two break, and that was it, and get right into the next season. With a few exceptions when I was working full time, then I would take much longer breaks because working full time and putting together a weekly podcast is really, really difficult. However, this time around, in between season 6 and season 7, I do plan on taking a longer break than usual. And to be totally honest, I'm not even sure when we'll be back with the show. I know we will be back. I just don't know exactly when, but I intend on it being sometime in 2020, probably in the first 3 months of the year, but don't hold me to that. Now, during this time off, I hope to do things like actually take time off truly and go travel, spend time with family and friends and so on. But also, I really hope to work on other projects and other aspects of Learn to Code With Me, because Learn to Code With Me isn't just the podcast. There's also a blog. We also have other content on the website that we put out. We have emails that we send out to subscribers, and we're starting to make products or collect products together like we did earlier this year with the Ultimate Tech Career Toolbox Bundle. So I'm really excited to keep building and creating some of these new things and also improve some of the processes that we have running behind the scenes that folks like you don't really see or know about or maybe even be aware of. But there's a lot going on behind the scenes to have everything run and have a show go out every single week. Now, if you're a podcast listener and this is the only way you stay in communication with me and the Learn to Code With Me team, I would highly suggest getting on some other platform of ours so you can stay up to date with things going on in our world. So there's two recommendations I would make for doing that. The first is just getting on our email list. And you can do that by going to learntocodewith.me. And when you're on the homepage, you'll see a big form at the top. If you just sign up there by entering your email address, you're going to get my 10 tips for learning how to code. But more than that, you're also going to get on our email list so you can get updates and new things we're working on and information like that. The other way that I would suggest staying in touch is through Instagram. So Instagram is the platform where I'm most active now as far as social media goes. So I really think, like, especially if you want to get in touch with me directly, or ask me any questions or anything on social media, that's the best way, Instagram. So you can find me on Instagram. It's just my name, that's my handle. It's at Laurence Bradford. And my name is really long and kind of difficult, so I'll spell it out for you. It's LaurenceBradford. My first name is 8 letters. My last name is 8 letters. So my whole full name, just first and last, is 16 letters, which is, I think, quite long. And if you were to take in consideration my middle name, it would be even longer because my middle name is long. Anyway, so the email list and Instagram, those are the best ways to stay in touch with Learn to Code with Me. And if you really like the podcast and find it really helpful and valuable to you in your career, there's one other thing you can do, which would mean so much to me, and that is become a patron or a supporter of the show. So what that essentially means is donating or giving a few dollars every single month. And in exchange, you'll get access to certain things like what our upcoming episode list is going to be for season 7. And you'll have a chance to have a say on what guests and topics that we cover, and you'll get other goodies. So you can learn more about that if you go to learntocodewith.me/pledge. Also, more than the financial side is so small, it's not that important. But what it tells me, which is so much bigger and more important to me, is that people really value the show. They value the show enough to go to support it on Patreon. And that's a confidence boost for me and others on the team. Oh, wow, people really like the show. People find it valuable. People find it helpful. And it helps us keep going because putting together a podcast does take a lot of work, from finding the guests to doing the interview to the audio editing and finalizing the episode. And it's something that we keep doing because we do hear from people enough about how much they enjoy the show. So we know it is helping people, but if you want to just take it that extra step, go to learntocodewith.me/pledge and support the show there. Again, it would mean so much. Anyway, that's it for me. Thank you again for tuning in to season 6 of the show. As always, iTunes reviews or whatever podcast player you're listening on, those are super appreciated. And we'll see you sometime in 2020 with a new season. Bye.